We all want results, but too often we get caught in the chase. We grind, we hustle, we chase the next win. But what if the real shift comes when you stop chasing and start growing? In this episode, I'm sharing why having a vision isn't just about achieving some perfect goal. It's about who you need to become to get there. I'll unpack how to create the right environment for growth, success and flow, and why, just like a garden, your mindset and surroundings need to be planted, fed, nurtured, and of course weeded. Let's get into it. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Just finished up with one of my business clients. I've got to get in the habit of recording these straight off the back of these sessions, because this is where the ideas are freshest in my mind. There's always something in those conversations that have an element of goal that are going to be beneficial to you guys. So I want to make sure I capture that as many times as possible. And what we're talking about is that he's now, we cleared some blocks he had around his future. He realized he had a ceiling to the results he was able to achieve, and he wanted to break that ceiling. He's done a bit of work on himself already, so he had a bit of self-awareness around this, and he actually mentioned a moment in his life, something his brother had said to him that had anchored in a belief about what he thought he was capable of. It's amazing the power of people's words when we're young and at a formative age. And this statement had sort of plagued him to a certain degree. He knew it was holding him back, but he couldn't break it. So we did that. We went through a process to rewire that belief, to actually remove it and create a whole new belief. And so suddenly he's like, okay, well, I need to like get back to that vision. Like, what is it that I do want? He kind of stopped dreaming. That belief had stopped him from having that full, unrestricted dream of what his future looked like. And so we started him on that process of forming his life game plan. And I was describing to him how it works, and I used a story that my coach back in 2013 shared with me. The future vision that you create, your game plan, is not because you have to achieve that particular goal or future vision, but it's because of the person that you need to become to work towards that. And then we talked about how when you get really clear on what it is you want, knowing that that flagpole may move, knowing that, you know, you're working towards it, but you're going to grow and change, and maybe what you thought you wanted might change, that once you get that clear vision, then things start to find their way to you. Your brain is incredible at filtering out unnecessary information, but you have to give it clear parameters of what you want. And that part of your brain, the RAS, reticular activating system, will find what it is you want. And for me, if there's a certain car you want to drive, suddenly you see them everywhere. Do everyone else see that car? No. Are they on the road? Absolutely. But because you've given your brain clear directions, it's always looking for it. And he understood it. He talked about, you know, the spotter, the yellow car. Suddenly you're seeing yellow cars everywhere. Excuse me. And so creating that vision. But then we also talked about how once you do that, then whether you come at it from a scientific perspective, which is because the brain is then focused on what it is, or whether you have a more spiritual belief in like things showing up, law of attraction, whatever it is, like there's any different way that you want to frame it, it's all the same thing. The clearer you are in your mind of what you want, the easier those things will find their way to you. It's not overcomplicating. And I love how Steve Jobs described it. in that famous speech he did, I think it was Stanford University. And he said, at some point you have to put your faith in something, whether you call it life, whether you call it karma, whether you call it God, whether you call it attraction. He used other words, I can't remember, but whatever it is, you need to put your faith in something, knowing that life will work itself out. And it's the same thing for you. You have that vision, you put your faith, and then things will show up. But you have to have that faith. We have to have the vision and then the faith. And then I told him this story that my coach told to me. He said that there were these British scientists. They studied butterflies. What do you call a scientist that studies butterflies? I couldn't tell you. But they planned this trip to South America to find this rare butterfly that hadn't been seen in however long. They wanted to find it. And so they went, they planned, did all of this extensive planning. They went there, they spent months and months, maybe even years. I can't remember exactly the whole story. It was 12 years ago, but they never found it. The funding got removed and they had to go back. But they didn't want to give up, so they tried a different tact. They'd heard there's other ways to do it. So what they did instead was build a garden in the UK using all of the native plants to that particular area where this butterfly is known to live. And what do you reckon happened? These butterflies started turning up. Now, the logic part of your brain goes, well, how's that possible? How do they fly across the world? Well, the reality is there's so many different ways for that to happen. I don't know if butterflies can fly across things, but I also know that butterflies and eggs can get laid in a whole lot of different places where things come across other parts of the world. Australia has a quite strict quarantine and rules around customs, and yet the beetle that kills that gets into beehives still got through, and a lot of beehives have been destroyed here in Australia in the last 5 years. It can happen, right? So it's the same thing. And actually, it's not the point of the story. The point is that we don't go like trying to chase something necessarily, but if we create the right environment, if we create our best possible garden, we're crystal clear on the goal. We continue to build the garden that will attract the things that we need. So that might mean you need to plant certain things in your world. Maybe it's beliefs. Maybe it's the people you surround you with. You're going to need fuel, sunlight. So you need more light in your life, things that are going to light you up. You need to weed the garden. You need to get rid of those things that overgrow the good parts. The things that grow fast and aren't helpful, need to remove those. Water is like flow, right? So bringing more of that flow, more of that place where you are your most effective. Because when you do all of these things and you become that person that you need to be for that goal, then it's amazing what will show up for you, what will be attracted to your garden. It's like magic. And if you've ever had that experience, a synchronicity where just something happens where you're like, wow, that just blows me away. Like opportunity falls in your lap. Those things happen off the back of having clarity on what it is you're working towards. Now, if up until this point in your life you've had vague idea of where you're heading and what that future vision is, well, you've had vague results, but you've got an idea of what it is, so you still have had results and you've still had opportunities find you. Imagine what would show up for you if you had that clear vision, if you created an environment where those opportunities not only found you, but you were ready to actually accept them. You had all of the resources in place to be able to then do something with them. Imagine what your life could look like. So it's not about chasing. It's not about working harder. And this is a cliche, but it's true. You need to work smarter. You need to have the right things in place. And then importantly, you've got to take action. So where do you need to start? Do you need that future vision? Have you already got the vision clear and you need to start planting in your garden? Is there weeds in the garden that need to be removed? Are there people hanging out in your garden that don't need to be there because of the damage that they do? Maybe you need to bring in some more people that will help you with your garden, help it to flourish. Whatever it is, start somewhere, take action, and just watch with amazement about what you'll see, what you'll find, and the opportunities that will find you. As always, share your experience. Where have you had that moment of synchronicity, something showing up that just blew your mind? So many. Because some of them, it's almost like magic, right? Well, again, it's not magic, it's science, but it's also an element of that feels like magic. You get into quantum physics and the way that things are attracted, like attracts like. You've experienced it. It's amazing. So please do share your stories, and while we're sharing, share this with anyone that you know would appreciate it, that needs to hear this at this time. And I'll be very much appreciative of that. See you next time. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.